B-Pod Studios.
Standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth. I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk. Ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up. Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Mike Mussinelli Show. Starting a new week. And a week off to a big start. Thanks to the 76ers. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio. Only from Comcast. Two big wins for the Sixers. And yesterday, it was a celebrity win. Oh, the Lakers bring in all the celebrities yesterday, including one Magic Johnson, who I'm going to rip apart in a little bit for his insolence. And Robert Kraft. Listen, I know he's a friend of Michael Rubin's. Come on, we don't need to see Robert Kraft anymore at the games, do we, please? Let's concentrate on what the Sixers are right now. And the Sixers are a viable franchise. I was thinking, and I don't mean to demean any other sports, but when the Sixers are good and that building is rocking, is there any bigger feeling? I mean, I know Lincoln Financial Field can get rowdy, but it's outdoors and it kind of gets into it. When that collection of sound is just hovering around the Wells Fargo Center, it's an amazing time. And I go back to the AI days where it was that hot. The Sixers, for some reason, and I don't know what the reasons are, they bring out more passion in fans. I think it's just the nature of the sport. Because the up and down pace, you know, you can make a great play on every possession. You can score in every possession. Hockey has its moments, but, you know, the scoring is infrequent and, you know, you have time to breathe. But a basketball game, when it's cooking, when you go on runs, and when the crowd is into it, when the other team has to call a timeout, there's nothing better than that. And yesterday was like that. It had that kind of atmosphere. The Sixers, we talked about it last week. Now with their full contingent of players, I expect them to win the East. They're going through this 12-game span that we talked about, and they're going at it now with a 7-4 record with a chance to beat Boston and go 8-4, which I never thought would happen. But Boston's without Kyrie tomorrow, so there's a chance the Sixers finish 8-4 in this 12-game situation. And I only think it's going to go up from here. They don't even know how to play with each other yet. And they're winning games. They won a couple of games. They gutted out a couple of wins. Denver, the Lakers, not even knowing how to play with each other, but personnel figuring out on the fly how to play with each other. And Tobias Harris has been a major, major cog when it comes to that. I have some amazing Tobias Harris statistics since he's joined the team, what he's done for the team. But now they can put in a guy like Ennis, who's not a great player, but he serves a purpose. And Simmons finally got a little time. Jonathan Simmons, I'll talk about, not Ben. And all these roles are now filled. And you know that these are going to be cultivated roles by the time we get to the end. That place was nuts yesterday. And I was fortunate enough to have a good seat yesterday. And I'm behind, I look to my left and I see Magic Johnson sitting in the first row with Robert Kraft and I guess Michael Rubin, one of the Sixer co-owners, and he's saying, I'm going, it's highly inappropriate. What is he doing mugging? Babe, general manager, like sit in a suite or something. What are you doing mugging? Then the story about he reveals that Ben Simmons wants to work with him to learn how to be a big point guard. And you know what the ulterior motive is for Magic Johnson. What a sneak. He's trying to win points with Ben Simmons. Come on, man. I can't have that in my building. You got to shut him down. It should not have been a first row seat for him. Tyrone, you see that? Did that bug you?
Yeah, it bothered me. You know, I don't think Ben's leaving, but it bothers me that he's walking around like he's somebody, like he's other than the enemy. He's the enemy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, he's glad-handed with the Philadelphia fans and all of this. All it's Magic. Taking selfies with a lot of people.
Yeah,
I didn't need that yesterday.
Mr. Smiley is Mr. Snake. He's a snake.
He's
a snake.
He's a total snake.
You can't trust Magic around your team.
No.
I could imagine that. Magic was later in life when he got married. I could imagine he stole some women in his day. I could have just imagined it. He's hanging out with you. You fake he's your buddy. And he's snaking you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he looks like that type. And you're not fooling anybody, Magic. I'm on to that game.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to win points with Ben Simmons and flaunting that L.A. thing with Ben Simmons, so he eventually joins you. But the Sixers can, of course, prevent that by signing Ben to a long-term deal. And they are determined to keep this team intact for a long time, which means that they are going to be a contender for the next 3 years. It's going to be between the Sixers and Boston. I predicted it. I think Milwaukee will fade away. They've got four unrestricted free agents. I think Toronto's done because Kawhi's not going to stay in Toronto. And the whole thing is set up for Boston, Philadelphia for the next several years. Now, AI, of course, was courtside yesterday. I'm telling you, when AI wants to make a spectacle of himself, he makes a spectacle of himself. So I've read out of the shoot. It doesn't mean anything to the overall scope of what we're going to talk about. But I got to ask you a brother question.
Yes.
Tyrone.
Yes.
And the brother question that I have is that AI was rocking the 8-ball jacket yesterday. Now, the 8-ball jacket was once popular.
In the 90s.
In the 90s, and then it kind of went in oblivion. Now, is it cool that AI wore the 8-ball? And is he trying to bring it back? Or is that a reflection of today's urban fashion where they're bringing it back? Or was it a violation on AI's part?
Now, beyond the T-shirt, where I'm the on the forefront, if you want to see what's nice with T-shirts,
right,
you come to
fashion,
me.
Right.
But beyond that, I'm not on the cutting edge, but I think it's back if you have money, because they're not cheap. Like, I couldn't afford one, but you could. So it's one of those type of deals where it's back if you can afford it.
But it's like the members-only jacket. If I wore a members-only jacket, people go, that thing's gone.
But no, those had come back for a while.
They did?
And then they went back out
so
again.
So you're telling me the 8-ball, because AI's ahead of the curve normally, is back?
Yeah. That's back. Champion's back. Champion used to be the cheapest brand. When I was growing up, you would get ridiculed for Champion. Now Champion costs a lot of money, and the bigger the Champion logo, the bigger it is. And actually, Kendall Jenner helped do that with her 100 million Twitter followers. So I think the 8-ball also back. And Fila also back, when you used to get ridiculed for that. So things are circular. It's back if
you
can afford it.
It's a side topic to talk about.
Yeah.
And, of course, Kendall was down there.
She likes it here.
I was hanging out with Kendall a little bit.
I saw that. I saw the pictures.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. Kendall, we're hanging.
Yeah, you know. That's a tight
cutting edge.
I believe they are now 14-2 when she's at games.
Yes, there you go. And also, ladies and gentlemen, I want to see if it's a violation on me, because a guy tweeted me and said it was a violation. I was sitting directly behind Carson Wentz and Alshon Jeffrey yesterday. Now, I don't know what that was all about. There had been speculation. Maybe Alshon was the source of this unnamed source story that painted Carson out as selfish, six players allegedly, the whole bit. We and other people suspected maybe it was Alshon, because he did not tweet that he has support totally for Carson Wentz. So we're putting two and two together. Maybe it was Alshon. So yesterday, either it was a genuine show of friendship, or it was a staged event for the public that these two guys sat next to each other and were making nice. So I took a photo behind them. You can't really tell it's Alshon, but you can use your imagination, because he wears that hat all the time. And you can tell it was Carson, because he was turned to the side talking to
them.
And I tweeted out a photo. See? Everything's hunky-dory. And a guy ripped me for it, saying I shouldn't be taking photos of it. If I'm sitting in the stands.
That's not a violation unless they...
I thought it was newsworthy.
It is newsworthy.
That's the reason why I tweeted it out. It wasn't a fan picture. I thought it was newsworthy to show the people that they were sitting together. Now, if you watched the game, you saw that they were on camera.
Yeah, they eventually ended up showing it.
Right.
I don't think it's a violation, because we talked about it here. It's kind of part of the job.
Mm-hmm.
If you left that out, it would be wrong, because you'd be withholding information.
Right.
Because you can't assume that everybody's watching the game.
Yes.
You have a big Twitter following. You kind of have to tweet that out. It is a little bit significant for me either way, though, that they sat next to each other.
It is significant.
For me, it is.
Well, yeah, I think it is, too.
Yeah, I think it is kind of a big deal. Even if it's phony, it's a big deal, in my opinion.
Yeah, because they're at least making an effort.
Right.
To show, hey, everything's good.
Right, and I know what it's like to be hated and to hate people, and I'm not sitting next to people I hate, and people who hate me aren't sitting next to me, even to fake it for 4 hours, and taking pictures and smiling. Nah, that doesn't happen in real life.
All right, so we'll talk about the Sixers and what they mean to this city right now, and why you think it is that basketball is that sport that brings people to a rabid pace. Because the town is just turned on by the Sixers right now. It's the Mike Missanelli Show. Here's how you get in. 610-632-0975. Miss Natalie, not in today. Miss Natalie, day off. a little fender bender.
Yeah,
she was involved in.
I believe she'll be back on Wednesday
in a taxi cab.
Yeah,
and got bruised up a little bit. So our best wishes go out to Nat. Filling in for Nat, Andrew Salchun is doing yeoman work in the community. And we're back after this with your phone calls, your topics, your concerns, your Sixer fandom. Right after this on the Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
Fanatic Sports Update.
Mike Missanelli Show, 3 o'clock hour, brought to us by Corpolis Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays, every bit as good. And reminder, today we start our Love Sex Music Medley. Yes, in case you weren't listening last week. All this week, we do the annual Valentine's Day Love Sex Music Medley. We play three songs strung together in 3 seconds. Now, that's tough. It's really tough to get all the songs. Each song will either reference love or sex. If you guess the song, an artist who does the song, each day you win a gold dip rose from Steven Singer Jewelers. And on Friday, February 15th, we'll have five grand winners. And the grand prize they will be eligible for is this package. $500 physique barbecue fire pit from Landis Block. Check them out at LandisBC.com. An Angel Heart diamond necklace. See it exclusively at IHateStevenSinger.com. Angel Heart was a movie. Robert De Niro as Lucifer. And what's her name?
What's it, Lisa Bonet?
Lisa Bonet.
Yeah, that's what got Bill Cosby got upset.
Bill didn't like that role she was playing. Steven Singer Jewelers will free ship that to you as well. Pair of tickets to see Billy Joel at Citizens Bank Park on May 24th. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. $150 gift card to Jasper's Backyard in Conshohocken, or as Vicente of Lands, that we call it, Jasper's Backyard. Visit them online at jaspersbackyard.com. And a chauffeured Rolls Royce for a night, courtesy of Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Rentals. For people who are hard to shop for, visit ImagineLifestyles.com. Now, this Rolls Royce thing leads me to this question. Because, you know, I was sitting kind of in celebrity corner yesterday. There was a dude, a younger black dude, tall, thin, sitting down. It looked like it could have been his father or somebody older. And they were in that same row where the AI, Robert Kraft, Magic Johnson, Michael Rubin thing was. This dude, after the game, got into this beautiful cream-colored brand-new Rolls Royce, got behind the wheel of it because it was parked right next to mine in the parking lot. I saw the dude get in, and I don't know who it was. Did anybody spot this guy yesterday in Celebrity Row and tell me who he was? I sent the picture to you. I said, who's this guy? You didn't know him.
No, and I walked over to the Lakers side before the game to see Rondo and Lance warming up, and I saw him taking pictures with Magic. But I don't know who he is.
All right, what I'm going to do is tweet that picture out.
Yeah.
And then what you can do is expand it and find out who he is. Because I'd love to know who the guy is. He's rolling in big roles.
Yeah, so he's got cash.
You got cash, you got to be somebody important.
Yeah, but I didn't recognize his face.
All right. Back to Sixers talk. But first, the Tiger Woods thing. Now, Tiger Woods did not play in the Pebble Beach Golf Tournament, which was won this morning, by the way, by Phil Mickelson. They had to carry it over because they had a hailstorm. And hail covered the green. It was the most amazing day. It was like 45 degrees out there, playing in cold weather. So Tiger Woods did not play in the Pebble Beach Golf Tournament, which is a big tournament. My question to you, Tyrone, is what are your theories on why he did not? Because I have a great theory.
My number one theory is he didn't think he'd play well.
That's not the answer.
All right.
He's had plenty of time to rest since his last tournament to play in that. Right?
He played
fairly well in his first tournament of the year.
Yeah.
Why didn't he play in the Pebble Beach tournament? Big tournament, Clint Eastwood's there.
I don't know.
Pebble Beach. Do a little more research, and I think you'll come up with the answer.
All right.
And I'll see if anybody else can come up with the answer. Let's go to Steele in Portugal. Steele, what are you, overseas?
Mikey Mess, you there?
Steele, where are you?
I'm in Lisbon.
Lisbon?
Airport.
What are you doing
airport
there?
My daughter is studying linguistics.
In Portugal?
Well, yes.
Wow. That's impressive.
She takes after her mother.
Beautiful. So you went to visit her in Lisbon.
What's that?
You went to visit her in Lisbon. Have a little port wine.
No, she's with me.
Oh,
she's with me, and she's like I said, she's a linguistics great kid.
Uh-huh.
Smart. I love her.
Yeah.
God bless. Let's talk sports.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm at the airport. I'm getting ready to catch a flight back to JFK.
Mm-hmm.
That Magic Johnson guy.
Yeah.
Don't trust that rat.
No, it was an underhanded, slimy thing to do.
I might. He's a rat bastard. He's top three all NBA.
It's total tampering. Adam Silver ought to get in here and do something.
What's that?
It's tampering.
Okay. All right. So let's find him. Let's find him and the Lakers.
Well, that's Silver. That's what Adam Silver has to do.
All right. Let's get a call to that Adam Silver guy, and let's find him and find the Lakers and find Los Angeles and, let's earthquake him.
Well, I agree with you. He should be sanctioned. Should be sanctioned, Magic.
Listen, you ever been in this part of the world?
I have been to Portugal, actually. Yeah, wow. I've been to Portugal and Spain.
Stunning. Stunning.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It really is.
Same climate as South Jersey, mm-hmm. Ocean City.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Thanks, Theo. Good luck coming back from the airport there. Stymie in Lehigh Valley. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Stymie.
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Stymie?
Hey, I'm real excited with the Sixers days. I think they can get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm still not sure if we can beat Toronto. We haven't shown it yet, so I have to. And until we show that we can beat them, although we are a completely different team now.
Well, that's the whole thing, though. You got to factor that in.
Right, but yeah, I still want to see it.
The old guard could. The old team couldn't beat them. This team can beat them.
We're going to have to see that. I think that what Elton Brand did last week, I think he'll be general manager of the year.
Well, I hope he is. That's the least of my concerns. Okay. So I'll be honest with you. I mean, what I need them to do is play for the NBA championship.
Also, I want you to check and look and see. I heard that Ben Simmons hasn't made a three-pointer in this whole season or last season.
That's correct, yes.
Wow. Okay. All right. I just wanted to
He doesn't even shoot him. This was the second one he shot this year.
Right.
The first one was a desperation one.
Right. Right. He's going to have to get a shot somewhere. And he's not going to Magic for no shot. That's for sure. Magic Johnson wasn't no three-point shooter either.
No, he wasn't. But he at least shot he learned how to shoot that shot put jump shot that he made a lot, actually. He was kind of a deadly 15-foot shooter.
All right. Well,
all right, Stymie.
All right.
You got it, buddy. Appreciate it. Let's go Damon in West Philly. Damon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Damon?
Hey, what's happening, Mike?
How you doing, man?
Taking my car. I'm doing well, man. So I'm liking what I'm seeing, Mike. Friday, it felt, obviously they are a different team, but it just felt different from that Toronto game. And just it's like now you can see how the lane is wide open because of the guys that they have on the perimeter. My question to you is, Tobias likes to do a lot of pick and rolls. He did a lot of them with the Clippers.
Yep.
The Sixers are last in pick and roll. Do you see them implementing that to the
offense? Yes, I do. In fact, I saw a few of them over the last two games that he's played in. But the good thing about him, though, is he floats the spots where he finds the ball or the ball finds him. He's really smooth.
Yeah, and that's going to help, particularly in the playoffs. Mike, let me move to 95, right? I'm living in L.A. Mm-hmm. I used to have the House of Blues a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of shows there, Run DMC, the whole nine. So this is Shaq had just lost in the championship with Orlando. He's up for free agency. 2 weeks before free agency, I witnessed this with my own eyes, before social media and all this nonsense. I'm in the VIP section. There's Shaq and Magic hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Magic whispers something in his ear, gets him a drink, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I said to my girlfriend at the time, who was a huge Lakers fan, I said, "You're going to get Shaq." She said, "How do you know?" I said, "Because he and Magic were hanging out." And it was 2 weeks before free agency, and bam. This is nothing new.
Yeah, well, there you go. Now, but see, the thing is, Magic at the time wasn't an executive, was he?
Well, he and Tyrone looked this up. I think at that time, 95, he had some ownership. Like, he had, like, I think Jerry Buss had given him some kind of ownership to the team.
Yeah.
So he knew what he was doing, and I saw that with my own eyes, and I was like, wow. But yeah. I'm not surprised, because it's like, okay, take your industry, for instance. You guys interact with guys from other, you know, stations, whether you went to or not, or at media outlets. You know, I know it's a different thing. I understand that. And I'm not saying what he's doing is correct. But this is common. They have these meetings and they talk about this tampering nonsense.
Bro, so don't make that public, because that offends me. Yo, this is the Sixers player here. Don't be making, like, a spectacle of yourself sitting in the front row of his building to make him know that he's there watching.
Oh, I'm with you, bro. I'm with you. Hey, I mean, listen, I just, at the end of the day, and this is going to stop all this. We win, and I believe, and I'll bring this up against you, Mike.
Yep.
We win, no one goes anywhere. Bottom line.
Well, I agree with that. But here's my problem with this whole thing. I would not let him do that. I would have not let him sit there. And Elton Brand was here today. And he was on with Anthony and Jason. He was here when he talked to a bunch of us in the conference room. And we're talking about it a little bit. And he said that Pelinka had called him a little earlier and wanted to do it. And he said no at the time. So now he worms his way by breaking the I'm going to read the story. Magic Johnson disclosed Sunday that he enjoys watching Ben Simmons play, and if the NBA signs off, the Hall of Fame point guard turned president of basketball operations for his beloved Los Angeles Lakers will give big point guard tips to the Sixers 6'10", 240-pounder. Now, here's the key thing. Magic Johnson disclosed Sunday. Not Ben Simmons. Magic Johnson disclosed. So he's putting it out there already publicly that he's in the chase for Ben. And if you do that, guess what? That front row seat, get your ass out. Sit in a suite.
You lose.
That's right.
Good day.
Don't be
sir.
Making a spectacle of yourself, taking selfies here, selfies there, showing you're Mr. Popular in Philly. Weasel move. Joe in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, how you?
What's going on, Joe?
How you doing? Hey. I believe that Ben Simmons is going to hurt us. Championship, and don't care. Let Magic talk to him. Let him take him.
Hold on a second. You got a bad connect because we're only hearing half the words. So we'll try to get you in a clear spot, and then we'll talk to you. Stephen Ambler, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve,
Mikey Miz.
What's up, Steve?
All right. So I can't believe the hate that Ben Simmons gets. This is nuts. You know what? And it's not about, like, taking jumpers, whatever. This dude, he picks his spots, you know, and it's just like, okay, if he could, you know, if he could make a jumper, that'll be nice, whatever. But, you know, he backs down little tiny guards. You know, he picks up, like, power forwards to usually defend him.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty ridiculous. But, like, this dude is so good. He is absolutely like a franchise player, 100%, like right after Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't get over it when people just hate on him. I just can't get over it.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts, Michael?
Well, I'm not one of these guys that criticizes Ben Simmons. It frustrates me also that he won't take the shot, and I don't understand why. But he does so many other things on the court that I'm mesmerized by the guy. I can't keep my eyes off him.
Best transition player in the NBA.
Yes, and so people, see, here's the problem with people, and they do with Embiid, too. They take a couple of things that are negative, and that sticks in their craw rather than the 100 positive things they'll see.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And so, you know, like that resume, like my buddy, I'm with my buddy at the game, John, and he's a big Embiid guy, but he goes, I just wish he wouldn't take those three-pointers. And everybody says the same thing, right? Well, here's the thing. Here's why he takes those three-pointers. A, he conserves energy, which a big man has to do every now and then. B, he'll make an occasional three. C, that he does the swing through move where he gets fouled. And four, he does the pump fake where he can put it on the floor and get fouled.
Boom.
He averages almost 15 free throws a game. What more do you want?
Hey, Mike. You do you, man. I love it.
All right, man. You got it. Seriously. And but people think, oh, the occasion. They'll see the long rebound miss. And they'll go, ah. You'll hear the groans. But there are four other things attached to him taking that are positive things.
And you saw it. Tyson Chandler fell for the pump.
Exactly.
And then he gets a dunk. And
he gets a dunk off it, or somebody will have to come over weak side help and foul him because nobody's going to be able to stop him.
Or sometimes he'll throw it in the corner and JJ makes a three off of it. A lot of stuff happens from that now.
And he's got he's now perfected, and the league ought to take, this should be a foul. It's ridiculous. But he's perfected, like when the guy has got his hands out like this on him, he swings through and makes contact with the guy's arms and gets the guy a foul. That's got to be, that rule's got to change. That's a stupid foul.
Well, you can't have your arms, you got to be straight up. That's a new rule.
I know, but still. Because every time somebody does it, he's going to get a call on it. But all he has to do is swing through.
Right, but Harden has the same way. When Harden drives down, Harden can dip his shoulder into the guy. Yeah. Even though the guy's vertical, and they call and Harden gets to the line all the time with that. They have to make.
But what people don't realize is that a big man, like, you know, sometimes when, I don't know, I can't relate this to, like, pickup games that regular people play in. But when you play in a pickup game, occasionally you get a little winded and you like, loaf on D, and you hang out, and then you're ready for the next fast break. Well, on Embiid at 275, occasionally needs to rest himself. So that's the way he'll conserve energy. He'll stay up top a little bit. That's beneficial for the long run for the guy.
And also, just so people know, because of his defensive responsibilities, just to compare, he runs, according to the advanced stats now, 2.5 to 3 times more than Shaq did during Shaq's era. Because Shaq never left the paint for defense. Embiid has to pick guys up much higher now because it's a new league. So you're asking for a guy with a similar body to run way more. You got to conserve somewhere.
Mm-hmm. We had a couple guesses on this Tiger question.
Yeah.
A couple people said, well, he probably didn't play because Lindsey Vonn's last race was in Sweden. Lindsey Vonn and him are gone. They've been separated for, like, what was 3 years now.
Yeah, she's with
about,
the...
He doesn't care about her.
P.K. Subban.
Right,
now.
So no. That's out. That's not why.
I got no idea. I've been searching
theory.
And Googling.
Really?
I got nothing.
You got to think second level. Second level thinking.
Because I know that he goes back there again for the U.S. Open. Isn't that at Pebble Beach in June?
He didn't play Pebble Beach. There is the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, but why wouldn't he play in this one? Pebble Beach is made for him. He grew up playing Pebble Beach. Why would he not play in this one? It's simple. Well, you got to know Tiger. That's something to do with Tiger's personality and why he wouldn't play in this. I'll carry it for a little longer and I'll reveal the theory. Joe and Philly are on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, Mike. Hey, I hope that they give Ben Simmons his wish. His wish is to be a Laker.
How do you know that?
Yeah, he wants to be a Laker.
Well, why?
He got the same agent.
How do you know?
He contacted Magic first. Magic didn't contact him. He contacted Magic.
Yeah, who made it public? Of course the guy wants to get... Of course, he's Magic Johnson in 2019. Of course, he might want to pick his brain, but who made it public and why would he make it public?
Because he wants to be a Laker and we got the heads up. He's a 55% free throw shooter. He's not going to take us to the championship.
Dude, who cares? Come on, dude.
He's a 55% free throw shooter. You can't count on him.
Bro, let me ask you a question.
You can't count on him.
When you got four other players on the floor at the same time who shoot 80 and above, don't you think you can coach your way through late game situations?
He handles the ball too
much. No, he doesn't. In the end, he won't handle the ball. Butler will handle it. Okay, you see what they're doing?
Mark my words. He will not take us to the
championship. Joe, Joe, seriously, this is what you pick on?
He can't
shoot free throws.
You don't see
the hundreds of great things that he does on the floor?
You
look at free throws? Seriously?
That's not going to get you a championship. It's not going to get it done.
He has no confidence.
That's why he won't shoot a jump shot.
You're being silly.
No, I'm not.
You're being totally silly.
You're silly.
Yeah.
You're silly.
No, you're silly. No, my dad can beat up your dad.
No, seriously.
No, you're silly.
Okay, whatever. Whatever. I hope we get a real good point guard because
you're not going to get a real good point guard. Stop it. Ben Simmons is your point guard. Give it up. Enough now. Picking on what he doesn't do. Jerry and Malvern, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerry.
Hey, Mike.
What's going on, Jerry?
Malvern.
How you doing, buddy?
By way of West Philly. Listen, I have a different take on the Ben Simmons thing. That guy began that sequence by saying, hey, he wants to be a Laker, which is absurd. But the simple fact is we have to keep in consideration the Kardashian effect. She's a Hollywood girl, right?
Yeah, she likes it here, by the way.
Yeah, she likes it here. Mm-hmm. But I also think, too, that
you think he would want to go out west just because to satisfy his girlfriend and not make the most money in his career? Well, I don't know why you can't hear me. I'm talking into the microphone. All right, you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right. Now, you know, he goes, if he stays here and they sign him an extension, he's going to get a 5-year max contract. Now, do you think that Kendall would like that?
I think she would. Listen, I was close to the Magic when Shaquille went to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And Dick DeVos had more mm-hmm. money than the guy from Starbucks, mm-hmm. okay?
Yeah.
So he could just give him as much money. But his eyes were big. He wanted to be a Hollywood star.
At that time, was Orlando a contender?
Not really.
They went to the one final with Penny. By the time he got to the Lakers, they were no longer a contender.
But here's the point. No, wait a second. They were the fastest team ever to get to the finals.
But then it ended. And then they weren't a contender. That's when he wanted to go to L.A.
Okay.
All right?
You think that was the reason? I think it was a little jealousy.
Real fast, Mike.
Scratch my head here. Let's get my bearings. The object of the game is to make as much money as you can and win, right? There's two things that go hand in hand. So Ben Simmons, like, the Sixers are going to be contenders for the NBA title for at least 3 straight years, and he's going to make a max contract. Why would he want to go anywhere else?
Real fast with the Shaq thing, there was a documentary on this that came out. Alonzo Mourning, that's earlier in that offseason, became the highest paid player.
Mm-hmm.
Orlando actually offered Shaq initially $14 million mm-hmm. less. The Lakers came in $1 million over what Alonzo Mourning had got paid, and mm-hmm. that's why he went to the Lakers at the time.
He went for the most money.
That was mm-hmm. pre-cap, pre-max contract.
Mm-hmm.
Alonzo Mourning became the highest paid player, and then Lakers passed it. Orlando said Shaq's not going to hold up. He's not going to age well. How wrong they were. And lowballed him on the money. And that's why he went. I think at the time, Alonzo Mourning got like $96 million, and they were trying to give Shaq in the low 80s.
All right. By the way, a couple of emailers got the Tiger answer.
On the other side?
All over. Second level thinking. They went up to the second level. I'll reveal it after this. 610-632-0975. Back on the Mike Mussinelli Show on NBC Sports Philadelphia, 97.5 The Fanatic.